Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path.
Well, in a world, and especially today's time, where mercy is very seldom given, but very often requested, I felt the verse today would shed light on how mercy really works in the words of Jesus himself. Thanks for joining us on A Plain Path today. I'm Jesse Butcher. Well, you see, mercy is simply not getting what someone really deserves. So if we look at this in a courtroom setting, we would see the defendant who has been charged and convicted of a crime, and he comes before the judge. Well, he's seeking mercy on his behalf, so hopefully the judge will lessen the sentence that he deserves. Then if you look at mercy through the eyes of a parent, sometimes that parent may lessen the punishment or even decide not to punish their child, even though that child may deserve to be punished. But in today's society, we seem to not have any mercy for other people. We want the toughest punishment we can imagine. But when the tables are turned and we deserve judgment, oh, we beg for the mercy. So what does the Bible say about it? Well, if we look in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7, Jesus is given the Beatitudes, and that word simply means blessed or happy. And the verse in verse 7 says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." You see, Jesus is saying here, the way to receive mercy is to simply give mercy. We all struggle with giving mercy, but it's needed in the world today. After all, if God hadn't shown us mercy, where would we be? So show mercy and receive mercy. Jesus said it, and I believe it.
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.